This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barton is my name, and we're here today on this Saturday, the 5th of October 2019. It's already the 6th, both here in Britain and in France, but the program goes out at 9 to 12, midnight live, as we are now. But just to tell you, Georgia, you're there, yeah?
Yes.
That music we just played, that's my so-called theme music. Top of there, that's a French piece called it's called Soul Coaxing by Raymond Lefebvre. It's a French piece of music. And the other music, the bumper music going in out there, that's Acker Bilk, a clarinetist from Britain who made fantastic music. But anyway, but Soul Coaxing, that's what we're trying to do. There's another broadcaster. He used to be at RBN. He's gone independent now. Dave Hodges, runs a thing called the Common Sense Show. Very good, hard information. And his subtitle is Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. Well, you could say that about Britain and France, couldn't you? It's the same situation. But talk about people, public opinion. If you were talking to people generally in France, in cafes and restaurants, what percentage of them have a perception, a true perception of what Macron is about and the state of France? How many people would agree with you and your position on all these in the general public? Or do you have a large sedated part of the public? Or what way does society break down there? Can you put a handle on that for us?
It's difficult to know, but Macron lost his credibility and image, he's very criticized by people, and people are very angry about him, about his, because he, you know, he. He despises French people. He says a lot of bad, comments about French people, in foreign countries. He says that there is no French culture. That's totally crazy.
No French culture. I don't know why he wasn't stoned to death for saying that. To say that to the French.
I know why.
That is the biggest. The man is full of himself. He again, supreme leader. That's who he wants to be. Which brings us to the other thing. Where does Marine Le Pen stand on all this? Has she ever spoken up for the LFS, Marine Le Pen?
Marine Le Pen is Marine Le Pen, so she's like Macron. It's just another the next solution for the government and the state and the state is to put Marine Le Pen instead of Macron, but it's the same thing. There are no difference between them. Marine Le Pen supports EU now. Because she's in the system now. She wanted to enter the system, and now she is into the system, so she has to support EU, because EU is the leader of our country. And it's like a big dictatorship by non-elected commission, European Commission, with non-elected people. And they decided all everything in our countries in Europe is legal rules. They decide legal rules. They decide economic rules. It's a dictatorship because they are non-elected. And so Marine Le Pen, if she wants to,
If Marine Le Pen, it's fair to say you could call her a turncoat. She's an absolute turncoat. She's abandoned a very base that could have voted for her. But remember, imagine the European Union were trying to jail her for her fundraising and banking activities to do her party. So, but what would they have her now? She's now succumbed to the European Union. Is that fair to say?
Yes. Marine Le Pen, if she wants to stay in the system, she has to obey. So she has no choice. She can't support, the Frexit, like Brexit. She can't support. But people, they don't want to stay in Europe, like in England. They want the Frexit. You know that's. You know French people know that EU is a problem. EU is a problem, especially now with EU defense. Union, you know,
the only people raising that in Britain is Brian Gerrish and the UK Column, and they're doing a terrific job. But the vast majority of newspaper editors have not a clue, or the BBC Journal have not a clue that that's going on underneath. And they've already shut down one military base here and handed it to the French. And it which used to be a British NATO base, but under the guise of turning them into NATO, EU Defence Union, that's a very specific phrase. EU Defence Union is about merging the armies of the 28 countries into one single army. And by the way, they're using it against the Yellow Vests in another way. If they had that army in place already, they would have wiped those Yellow Vests out with probably machine guns under the heading of the Rapid Reaction Force. Reaction Force. That was the plan. They've stopped using that phrase. They're very sorry they used that phrase 5 years ago, because that's what they want. They won't be around doing UN work around the world. No way. It's the EU army is to put down dissent in the European Union. And remember the people in Spain, the what do you call the province of Spain that was acting up there for a while? I can't think of it at the moment. They were... if that EU defense union was in place, they would have sent them in there, and that would have caused a civil war in Spain. But I have an article here somewhere where there's 9 festering problems in the European Union. In fact, it's one of them is France and Ireland and Britain. Brexit is at the head of it, but that's why we have our problem is the European Union is what it is, but Brexit is the traitors within. The traitors within Britain, that is the biggest single problem.
People don't believe it. But it's not a secret because Macron and Merkel, they told that last year. Some tweets about they wanted to create a European army. They told that, and President Trump criticized that on Twitter. But they say that they wanted to create a European army. It's not for the fun. They create a European army, it's to use the national militaries. The national militaries with our taxes. We are and you can see a lord, the British lord. He denounced that 2-3 weeks ago, I think, before. NATO officers, and you can find this video on UK Column and on YouTube when he tells the truth before publicly that it's that EU want to control and to take the commandment of all the national armies and defense.
I'll just explain it this way. The European Union has been spouting off for years that the EU kept the peace in Europe. No, it didn't. NATO, the Americans and the British... The Americans, the British, and part-time the French, I have to say, kept the peace in Europe since World War II. The German army was in cold storage and still is because of World War II, etc. They accept that. They have no problem with that in Germany. But it was NATO. And then they never paid their way in NATO. And the French, I'm not saying it against you, but the French were undermining NATO from day one. They were undermining it. But now Macron, we have the worst element from France who wants this EU defence union, etc. So, but that it'll break up the European Union. There's already an organisation, and again, that you know the five countries. Oh dear, I could look it up now quickly. But Poland, Czechoslovakia, and three other European countries. Hungary at the very top of it. Have formed an alliance to fight immigration and to fight the European Union. And then there's an election going on in Italy at the moment, I think it is. And Sofrini, what do you call him? It looks like they'll return an independent government again, which will get out of the euro. The biggest threat to the European Union is leaving the euro. And three countries have a screaming need. They should never have been in it. Italy, Spain, Portugal and Greece should never have been in the euro, and they need to get out of it and they go back to their own currencies. And there's a reasonable movement, not very big in France, to go back to the French franc. But the euro has been fairly kind to France as such, and it's saved Germany completely because they had too hard a currency in the Deutschmark. But I can predict something I've been predicting for years, that in the next financial crisis, Germany will go to a dual currency. They'll keep the euro, but they'll also bring in the Deutschmark for savings and for imports. If they could import in Deutschmark and export in euros, they'd be laughing, because they still have to pay the price for German unity. I don't forget, I keep reminding people of this, that Helmut Kohl went mad and he gave the East Germans, which was 13-1 difference. It took 13 East German marks to buy one West German mark, and he gave them a 1-for-1 swap to consolidate German unity. And that nearly broke Germany. Never mind the reconstruction of Eastern Europe. So that all those bills have to be paid, yes. And the most bankrupt bank in the world is Deutsche Bank in Germany, who have $70 trillion in derivatives liabilities. I mean, it's just shocking. The situation is beyond sanity. It's absolutely shocking. It's we need a revolution everywhere. Stop and start again. It's on every level. I deal with these things all the time. But there's some great writers writing these things up. Michael Schneider, the economic collapse, he calls up. Michael Schneider, the economic collapse. His articles are outstanding, truly outstanding. But anyway, I'm talking too much across you. But economically, Britain, we've had the cutbacks since 2008, 10 years of cutbacks, and it looks like they had the same in France, 10 years of austerity. That's really behind the yellow vest. That's really what provoked the yellow vest. 10 years of austerity since 2008.
Agent provocateur, yes. There are policemen, and we can see that on videos. There are policemen who are infiltrated into the movement, and they provoke riots and then repression, and it's a trap. Very big French people are very angry about the police, not about the gendarmerie. It's the military police in France. Gendarmerie and police are not in the same situation.
Explain the difference there. Hold on. Explain the difference. Mm-hmm. Is there two types, two different police forces in France? The gendarmerie. Yes, explain the difference between the. Explain the difference between the two there. Yeah. Explain that.
Yes, gendarmerie. Gendarmerie is the gendarmes are militaries, so it's a military police with another mentality. They are not like you know the national police, police national, national police. It's they are civilian, and the two you know the two forces they are not they don't agree about the strategy and about the way of treating people, and those who are those who injured yellow vests were the policemen, not the gendarmes. It's, you know, it's not the same mentality at all, because there are militaries from one side.
Who was handling the rubber bullets? That was the gendarmerie, yeah?
Policemen. Yes, policemen and gendarmes, but policemen, they didn't target the yellow vest on the at the head. They are very, you know, very professional. And in police, they targeted illegally targeted the head, and that's why a lot of yellow vests lost an eye. Even young people, a young woman, 20 years old, she lost an eye because of these totally, you know, irresponsible policemen. They are not, they have no formation, you know, no, they are not experienced to use these this weapon, and they use these war weapon like in a video game, and you can't see that on video. You can. They are totally excited and like in a video game. They target and they launch rubber bullet and they say, "Yeah, I got it. I got him." And they are totally crazy. Like they are. I think they are insane. They are insane, and they are lost. They are out of control. They are out of control, and you can see gendarmes, because you have the two forces in Paris. You can see gendarmes who defend yellow vests. They with their body, they defend yellow vests against police. That's totally crazy. That's totally crazy. But we have to find out that gendarmerie is not the same. It's not the same. They try to. To keep, you know, very reasonable, very, they are not there to injure people. And it's the police, they want to injure to injure people. They want to hurt them. It's obvious because it's on video.
You could say that you can say all the trouble has been counterinsurgency by the police and the gendarmes. But you know, just get back to the yellow vests as such. Do they have a manifesto of what they want to achieve? Is there a manifesto of points that the Yellow Vests want to achieve? Like, it can't just be a continuous voluntary local organization. It has to have a structure. Well, you're saying it doesn't have a structure. Is that right?
Yellow Vests, no, they have a... That's a problem, because they, this movement is a less leader movement, and they are not structured. That's why that's a problem, because they didn't want to have leaders, because they they don't trust leaders anymore because of politicians who betrayed them.
Mm-hmm. I won't go into this. They sound like the Jehovah's Witnesses claim that kind of thing, but I won't go into that. But they have to have a manifesto of what they want collectively.
Yes.
It can't just be protesting for change.
Nope.
They have to have a manifesto. Mm-hmm. I'm amazed they don't. Am I right?
Yeah, but you have to understand that this big movement it's not a big movement totally united. There are a lot of different yellow vest groups, and every group has his manifesto, you know. But globally, you can say that they want more democracy because they understood that we are not in a democracy anymore, and they want to put the citizens again into the democracy. They want more democracy. They want more freedom. Now it's not about fuel taxes anymore. It's about freedom.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Freedom of human rights, yeah. Okay, we go to this break and we'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes, okay?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In from the break, the first break, the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, and we're talking to Georgia Poulicon from France, yes, who is a key person in the Yellow Vests and has paid a mighty price. She has lost her job. She's been blacklisted. She's been attacked. Just go back to you. One of the things I read on your thing there, you were surrounded at one stage in the protest by seven. You're handcuffed, and like you're an ex-gendarme yourself. with a good record, but mm-hmm. you were surrounded by seven. Tell us what happened in that attack on you.
By the police?
Yep.
Yes, I was brutalized three times this year. Three times. And I was, you know, we have yellow vests, have no rights with the police. And, you know, I wasn't in police custody and I had no rights. And they put me in a cell. With a motorcycle helmet on the head, and with you know the hands behind you know tied behind my back and they brutalized me and I was not in police custody so no It was illegal. I have no rights to a lawyer. I have no rights to a phone call. It was like mental torture, you know. And it was a way to intimidate me. And that's this not just about me. It's about all the yellow vests, all the resistance. They are mistreated by the police in the police stations. And it's a very traumatized. I was very traumatized by this. And you know, it's we are not in a, you know, in a democracy anymore. We are in totalitarian state now, because it's not possible to do that. I am a lawyer, and I studied law to defend people, you know, and that's not legal. The police do, you know, they are criminal. They are criminal doing that. And they had, they got directives from the Ministry of Justice. Ministry of Justice, you know, sent these orders to retain yellow vests in cells in to prevent them to go to the demonstration. It's totally illegal, and it's the Ministry of Justice who gave these directives. We have the paper, we have the document, a newspaper, an independent newspaper in France, Canard Enchaîné. He found out the document and he published it. So it's totally illegal, and you know, justice is not independent anymore. Police. Okay, but justice is not independent anymore. They condemned more than 2,000 of yellow vests. You know, they condemned. That's the word, condemned. You know, they. You know, when a judge make a sentence. Against a judge, yes, judges
convicted,
gave sentences, convicted, yes, that's right. They convicted more than 2,000 of yellow vests about anything, because, you know,
you could say just for wearing a yellow vest and being at the demonstration.
Yes, they were just to be into a demonstration. Yes, it's you know, because they were supposed to be you know, to be to intent of doing an offense, you know, committing an offense. When you are in a demonstration, they can see into your mind that you are intending to commit an offense. So it's you know, sci-fi. It's science fiction.
Just on that point, that's going on in America. Preemptive programming. They take if you have a criminal record. They say, oh, we think you're about to commit a crime, we have to arrest you. And then another one of our people in RBN, he's no longer still there, I'll think of his name, Lacovera, Thomas Lacovera. He was at the, you know, the Bundy Ranch thing. You know, the Bundy Ranch thing, there was a big standoff in America. The BLM were attacked by the local BLM in Nevada. for on water rights and that kind of thing. A direct attack by the state. But Tom Lacavera, who was broadcasting RBN, went to the demonstration, was in a hotel room with somebody beside him who had a gun, a legally held gun, a license to carry, and okay. He was charged with constructive possession. Okay, we'll come back to that after the break. We go to this break, and we'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, we're running out of the music there. This is the Barden Report, and we're back in at the bottom of the hour, the second hour, and we're talking to Georgia Poulikon, who is a key person in the Yellow Vests in France, who has suffered enormously at the hands of the government and her own employee. She's been fired from her job for not, that was a year ago, from, she's a trained lawyer. She was a chief of staff in a court regime in southern France. And her judge, employer, fired her for not supporting the Macron regime, right? Hardcore, vicious sectarianism, and which is blatant. And then she was attacked, a former gendarme herself, who trained to be a lawyer. And she's outlined there in the previous piece how they attacked her and singled her out for treatment. And she is now blacklisted in France and cannot work there, okay? Even though she's back in France now. So do give out your Twitter, PayPal account thing there again, Georgia. Georgia Network 8. Twitter at Georgia Network 8. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And you can see some videos in English language. So it's a Twitter account in English. So it's for you. It's for you. Okay. So Twitter, and you asked me about the manifesto. You know, I didn't answer your question about the manifesto. Mm-hmm. The mm-hmm. They want more fiscal justice because the movement is composed by poor workers and middle class workers.
The circulation of money in the economy, if you like.
Justice, more social, social. They want a better minimal wages.
As a matter of instance, what is the minimum wage for an adult in France at the moment?
I don't know in dollars, but it's about
In euros. In euros.
Yes, it's,
is it 8 or 10 euros?
In English, I have a problem. 500 euros. 500 euros. It's a minimal wage.
Oh, no. Whoa. A week or a month?
Huh?
500 euros. What?
Yes,
per week or per month? Per what?
Per month.
Oh.
That's a social minimal wages. You know, for people who don't work, that's a minimal wages.
That's the social welfare. What's the minimum wage to work? Say you're working in a bar. What's the lowest wage? Hourly rate.
Per month.
That's six and a half euros an hour, yeah. Euros, yeah, okay. Okay, it's about 6.5 euros an hour, yeah, okay.
The purchasing power is very low, and now people they have a lot of debts. They are totally
credit
they have
card
a lot
debt,
of
debts,
so it's very difficult to end the month with
our RBN listener Georgia, it's 5:30 in the morning. Nearly 4:40 a.m. here in the UK. It's 5:40 a.m. where she is in France. Okay.
Yes. I don't find my words.
What you're saying about money and income and the minimum wage. People are getting it very hard to survive. And
yes, it's
like
very hard
else.
To survive. Yes,
yeah,
and that's why they went to the streets, because you know in France members of parliament and members of government they have a lot of privileges, you know, they have a lot of privileges, yeah. And it's not possible anymore to people they can't stand that these people they have a lot of money, they don't use it for the people.
Right.
You know,
one of the major statistics about France. Well, I'll run this past you. Up to 3 or 4 years ago, 58% of the GDP of France was state and semi-state. Only 37% of economic activity is private companies in France. Right.
Yes.
Only 42% of. So the state is far too big in France. The state and semi-state.
Yes, but we have,
it's out of control. It's way too heavy.
Yes, but our public services are in a dreadful state. We have hospitals are in a dreadful state, and the health workers are desperate. And I have to say hello, because I know that they are listening to me. People in hospitals, you know, health. Mm-hmm. Workers are totally desperate, because the public hospitals are now totally destroyed by the government, schools too.
Yeah.
Yes, high schools and schools, educational system is destroyed too, because financial resources. Right. Yes, they destroyed our country.
Yeah.
They destroyed our country.
Yeah. I'll give you an example. We in the UK, qualified nurses in the UK, especially in the London region,
yes.
are having to go to food banks to support their income. It's that bad in Britain. But But you were going to go on to say, I meant if case I forget it.
So,
you wanted to thank somebody in America that has relayed your information, Noah Emmerich. What were you going to say about him?
Oh, okay. American actor Noah Emmerich, and I wanted to say hello to him and to thank him to having retweeted my tweets about police violence on yellow vests. He has a big hurt. You know, it's the American actor, the co-star in the TV series The Americans, is very famous in USA, and he's only only one actor in USA to be interested in what happened in France.
Okay.
And yes, really, he has a big hurt. And I wanted to say thank you, Noah, because I tweeted to a lot of actors, a lot of people in America, and he's the only one to be interested in what happened in our country, and because I want to say thank you, because we are very, very isolated in our country, we French people, and we need the support of all the other countries, all the other people, because we need to propagate the truth. And you know, the actor Noah Emmerich, he tries to propagate the truth about our situation, you know, and it's very important, because the other countries, they have to know what happened in France, but because soon it will be their turn. Maybe it will be their turn because it's globalism. Right. It's a free. Yeah, it's globalism, and they what they did to France. It's you know like training to and they want to do that with the you know the police the EU defense union. They want to do that to the other European country and in. All around the world is concerned.
That's right.
Concerned.
It's not
a French problem.
They're doing exactly.
It's a French issue.
I know. They're doing the exact same thing in Ireland. That's what Gemma O'Doherty and Rowan Croft are still at it. But
yes.
You get back up on air soon. There is an alternative, I'll give you this off air, to YouTube. It's called Brighteon.com. It's set up by Mike Adams of Natural News. It's gaining ground slowly but surely, but there is an alternative, and he's about to bring out the third phase of it to open it up a lot more. But Mike Adams runs a fantastic site called Natural News, which is the best health and information medicine site you can possibly... Nothing to do with Big Pharma. But the likes of Macron is there representing GlaxoSmithKline and all these Big Pharma things who have a massive... In fact, they have a total grip on medicine in Britain and America and France.
Yes.
It is absolutely disgusting. And they're pushing these vaccinations, which are cancer-causing vaccinations. Like, if you want the truth about vaccinations, go to naturalnews.com. And he has, just to tell you about Alan, he has the biggest, most sophisticated testing laboratory in civilian hands in America called CWC Labs in Austin, Texas. And he's systematically testing these, the water supply, the food system, and the vaccinations. And he's about the only one publishing the truth. And he and Dr. Andrew Wakefield, an English doctor who blew the whistle on the MMR vaccine, and the other one they're trying to give to women and young girls, which is highly dangerous, highly, highly dangerous. But I have a massive report on that myself, on the connection between vaccinations and autism. It is undeniable, the connection. Absolutely shocking. And in Ireland also, one of the last few people she interviewed before she went off air, Gemma O'Doherty, called Declan Waugh, who's a scientist, exposing the shocking horror of chlorinated water. Only three countries in the world use chlorinated water, and they've been using chlorinated water in Ireland for 40 years, and it's causing shocking health problems. I mean, just shocking. Unbelievable. But no, I call it on this program, we're under attack, multiple attacks on multiple levels. That's what this program I do is about. And I cover all these areas. But there's about 27 areas, actually. You know. But and the current one is, by the way, just to let you know, and the Yellow Vests better take it on as well. 5G, that is a killer. That's a military weapon.
A military weapon.
And the LED lighting. LED lighting in supermarkets destroys the vitamin milk, right?
Yes.
And people are sick of me saying, in Sheffield, there's 800 children being treated for a shocking sleep disorders, waking up 40 times a night and can't sleep because of the LED lighting outside their houses on the street, which is a brain disruptor. LED lighting.
Yes.
Fully fledged, high-powered LED lighting is disgraceful. And that and the other one is smart meters. But smart meters give off radiation. So there's no end to the list. We're being attacked on multiple levels. I'm stating the bleeding obvious. But, on shocking things. But are you in touch with this chap, Noah Emmerich, on a regular basis,
Yes, we talk. We talk together on Twitter in private messages, and he's a very good man, with a big heart, and that's not the first time that he helps us, and he helps me. He supports me, and you know, we need we need your support. We more support you, the American people, because you know we don't remember that you helped us a lot during the World War II, and that you know it's a question of a heart and soul, and we are friends, I think, forever, and we need your moral support and to propagate the truth and
reestablish sovereignty of the individual and sovereignty of the country.
Solidarity.
That's what Macron is about destroying, and these globalists, Macron and the Varadkar, they are about destroying sovereignty of the individual and country, and destroying countries with immigration. I mean, it's just absolutely demonic.
You know, I want to say something about what President Macron told about French people to the world. I want to say there is no French culture, and I say no, there is a French culture. He said we are cynical, lazy, and refractory Gaelics. I say no, we are courage. We have a lot of courage. We are not lazy. We are a people who wants to fight and who wants to keep their dignity. He said he doesn't like French language. He prefer German language. And I say the best language in the world is French language. It's beautiful, and it's our grounds. It's our grounds. Our French culture. It's our grounds, he wants to deny our grounds, our language, our courage, our dignity, but French people are, big people, generous people, you know.
Okay, very good. Okay, we go to this break, and then we'll have a short section to finish up after the break, and we'll be back in
15 minutes.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Coming back in for the last few minutes of the program with Georgia Pulikon. And just you're doing very well. You only began to learn English how long ago?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
I say you only began to learn English what, about a year ago, is that right?
Yes. I have a problem to hear.
Very good. Okay, so
okay. My English. Okay.
Yeah.
When did you start? I am tired.
Okay. We're nearly finished anyway. When did you begin to learn English seriously? About a year ago, is that it? Or so? Yeah.
I was saying that when I am tired, I'm not very good in English. I am sorry.
I see.
I'm sorry. No, I learned by myself. I learned English by myself, watching TV series in English. That's a way of learning English because we had bad teachers at school, so we had to learn English by ourselves, and that's why I like American TV series, because TV series teach me English, and American English especially, and yes, and so that's why you have a lot of very good TV series, very brilliant. That's not the case in France, that's not the case in France, and it's a part of my education, it's a part of my education. That's why I love your country, because when I was a child, America made me dream, of a, I could see the big cities, buildings, and it was a dream for us when we were child, and I grew up with America, it's thanks to television. Today television it's not very good, but
isn't very good. The television, you say?
The French television and television, because a lot of reality show, stupid programs, and that's not the the TV that I knew when I was a child. And I was lucky to know the good time of television, because it helps me a lot to.
Okay.
And
ask you one question. When you were down with Brian Gerrish, did you meet Patrick Henningsen? He was at the AV10.
No.
Patrick
Henningsen. No, no. I saw him, but I didn't talk with him. But I followed him on Twitter. Yes. I followed him on Twitter.
He's a very good all-around journalist. He's very in-depth knowledge of the Middle East situation, American politics, and British, and he does the program jointly on alternative days with Brian Gerrish and Mike Robinson do it mostly, but he stands in as well. But he's very, very good, and the other two on that program are David Scott and David Ellis, but they're making a big push this next week or two to expose this European Defence Union. They've been working on it for years, but it's beginning to come up to the surface now. But journalism was never as important as now, et cetera, et cetera. So you've got a very good basis for going into journalism now. But I know it's an uphill climb, isn't it? It's a hell of a battle, et cetera, et cetera. But you need to make as many alliances as we can, and I'll certainly send you on, connect you up with good people in this network in America. I have about 43 sources on my list here at the top of the computer who are regularly sending me in information. And I'll give them to you. Anything I have on that information, you can have. And I said the archive of this program, it's coming up now, is yours to do at your lunch as well. But okay, so we have to thank you, Georgia, very much indeed for coming
on. Thank you.
At 5 o'clock in the morning. Thank you.
Yes.
You did very, very well.
Thank you.
We will talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
So take care.
Thank you very much.
Okay.